The chesed of Rav Shai Lekaristir is legendary, and has only become more well-known in recent years. Early on, as his name was becoming associated with miracles and kindness, one of the great Gedolim of Hungary, the Darka Tshuva, the father of the Michas Elazar of Minkach, needed to travel to Kivrei Avos. His journey brought him near the town of Karastir, and curious to see what all the talk was about, he decided to spend Shabbos in Karastir and experience this renowned Rebbe for himself. He wanted a first-hand look at this new Rebbe that was performing all of these mifsim. So he sent a message requesting to join for Shabbos. And they responded, "Of course, we'd love to have you, but Kavod Gadol." When the Darka Tshuva arrived, he was honored with the utmost respect. They sat him all the way up front next to Reb Shaila. Friday night, Reb Shaila held his tish and hundreds of people gathered, many of them poor and hungry, coming not just for spiritual nourishment, but literally for food. Reb Shaila rushed through Shalom Aleichem, concerned not to delay these hungry souls. He made Kiddush, water was bought for Netilas Yadayim, and he sat down to make Hamotzi. After the bracha, he cuts the challah, but before taking a bite, he looks up and he points to a man all the way in the back of the room, and he motions for him to come to the front. Everyone turns around to see who this person was. Was he a hidden Lamed Vav Tzaddik or great Rosh Yeshiva? But he was just a simple beggar. The crowd was packed tightly, and it took a while for the man to make his way through all of those people. All the while, the Darka Tshuva was growing increasingly agitated. He couldn't understand why Reb Shaila couldn't eat a small piece of challah first and then call him up. It was a hefsik after the bracha. So he starts banging on the table, "No, no, no." But Reb Shaila ignored him. Finally, after 5 long minutes, as the man is about to approach the head table, the Darka Tshuva was about to burst. And again he bangs on the table, this time even more forcefully, "No, no, no." But Reb Shaila didn't even look in his direction. Then Reb Shaila reaches into the middle of the challah, taking from the soft part of the challah, and he hands it to the poor man. Then he reaches in again into the challah, and he gives this man another piece of challah. And then he took for himself, and then he gave to the Darka Tshuva, and then to the rest of the crowd. After eating a kezayis, he turns to the Darka Tshuva and he says, "Ich sehe, the Rav is nicht zufrieden mit mir. I see that the Rav is upset with me. The Rav thinks I made a hefsik after the bracha." And the Darka Tshuva nodded, "Yes, it was a hefsik." Reb Shaila said, "The Rav is a greater Talmud Chacham than I am. So let me ask the Rav a Shaila. We say in Kriya Shema, 'V'nisati eisev besotcha levamtecha v'chalta besavata.' The Torah says, first you must feed your animals, and only then you may eat. The Gemara Masechtas Brachas infers, a person is forbidden to eat before feeding his animals. So what if someone, says Reb Shaila, he says a moitzi lechem in the aretz, and only after completing the bracha, he remembers that he forgot to feed his animal. May he then be mafsik to feed the animal?" And the Darka Tshuva says, "Of course he can, because he may not eat before his animal eats." Says Reb Shaila, "I'm assuming that a human being is no less chashav than an animal. So what if, after I make the bracha, I see a yid standing in the back, and he's so hungry, he's about to faint. Am I allowed to eat before giving him something to eat?" And the Darka Tshuva was stunned. "And what if," says Reb Shaila, "when he comes closer, I see he never has no teeth. Should I just give him a piece of the crust? How will he eat it? So I take from the soft part of the challah, and I give it to him." And the Darka Tshuva was silent. He later said, "I was scanning the crowd. I didn't see anyone challahing. I didn't see anyone that's about to faint from hunger. I didn't see anyone without teeth." And this essentially was the godless of Reb Shaila. He felt someone else's hunger. He truly felt another person's pain. And that is the hallmark of an Adam Gadol. They once asked Reb Shaila, "Why are you not studying Raza Torah, the hidden secrets of Torah?" And he said, "I'm oisik in l'soiva v'loy l'razan. What I'm busy with is l'soiva, to make sure that everyone is full, that everyone has what to eat. V'loy l'razan, not the hidden secrets of Torah. This is my mission in this world." And 100 years later, after his patira, that is still his mission. Zechusa Yagin Aleinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.